obviously after the disappointment of last week, I thought we come here with limited them to very few chances today. It was always going to be a tough game. I think the conditions, the weather, I mean, don't know if you've seen it out there, but it was very blistery, blowy, you know, up and down. Couldn't really judge it. To come here, get that 1-0, fantastic, another clean sheet.
You made three changes. Were you happy with the response of the players that came in?
Yeah, delighted with the response, delighted with the three lads who come on too. You know, I thought Ollie Palmer he come on and really made a big statement to me today, and to us as a coaching side of it. But just on the pitch, he relieved a lot of pressure, you know, for us, and linked up well with Jay. First half for Army, and he's done really well again. So there's obviously little things for me to think about for Callum. Come on, you know, give us the width we needed. At a certain time of the game, what was needed for us, and then obviously Payne coming on for myself and just to settle it down. It's nice having all them options. Must admit, it's fantastic for us, and you know that's due to the work of everyone upstairs. You know, the chairman and his people and the lads he's like worked for us and us working with them. So delighted.
Untidy game, scrappy goal to finish it, but they all count, and Sean Bisley be delighted.
No scrappy goals. Never been a scrappy goal. I've never known a scrappy goal in my life. Listen, when you score a goal like that, it's delighted. We're delighted. We work hard on both defending and attacking set pieces, and we kept it in there, which was the main thing, and we got the finish which we needed. I did tell him to leave it, so I'm delighted that he did put it in the back of the net, otherwise he would have been in trouble tomorrow.
Had a couple of penalty appeals in the second half.
Yeah, I thought the one on me was definitely one, and I think they all did too. To be quite honest, they were laughing at me because they knew that they just absolutely pushed me over. And then the second one was with Jay, and then we had the header, which was from the skip, which was over the line, which I could see with my eyes that it was. Maybe I'm being a bit biased, I don't know, but I think, you know, if we would have got that goal a bit early, we would have been able to settle it down a bit more. But delighted with the response of the lads from last week, and that's the main thing.
I thought it was a particularly good performance from Joby McEnough. He seemed to pick up a nasty knock in the first half, but he carried on, didn't he?
Yeah, I think from my point of view, Joby was probably our best player this afternoon. He looked like the one who was going to, you know, make something happen, and he did. You know, his set pieces were good and caused them problems, and you know he worked hard, come and get them back, and put them under pressure a lot of times.
What about your own performance?
I've got to keep working hard and during the week. You know, it's been difficult trying to manage them both, but I'm getting there, fitness-wise and everything, and feeling better as each game comes. I'm starting to now, you know, link up a bit more with the lads forward. So, I'll give myself a nice 5 out of 10.
Is it difficult though, doing both jobs? You know, looking around you, and when things are nervous and tense as they were, particularly in the first half, and then worrying about your own performances, you're getting back to match fitness.
No, because to be honest, when I'm on the pitch, I treat it as if I'm just on the pitch being a captain anyway, and that's what I've always tried to do, is try to manage what we've been asked to do. Yeah, obviously I know exactly what we need to do, but it's up to me just to try and get that, you know, that happy medium, and it's something I'm working on, and something I'll get better at, no doubt, as the games go on. But the more and more I get to know my staff and the lads, and although, you know, I feel like I've known them all my life already, because I've spent that much time with them. I spent more time with them than my missus over the last 3 weeks, you know, 4 weeks. So it's been nice, and the more and more I get to trust them and respect them, and more they get to trust and respect me, we'll get that happy medium where I know that they're doing exactly what I'm thinking on the pitch anyway. So and that's what we've got to get to, and that's where we've got to get to. And I think today, you know, that was the subs were totally on them, and I think they were good subs at the right times when we needed them. Even if I didn't think so at the time, it's what they, you know, that's what I've given them in and the power I've given them on when I'm playing on the pitch.
Over 600 travelling fans here.
Unbelievable, yeah. I mean, fantastic, you know, to get, again, you know, it's a long old slog up here, and, you know, to come, another blistery day, but you know, fantastic, sung their hearts out. And I said to the lads in there, I said, you know, I've never been at a club, I think, where the, you know, and this is no disrespect to where I've been, but these are very loyal fans, and they've stuck with me and they've been great with me since I've come in, but I think they've been great with the lads, and knowing the way they have been, you know, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to bring them success.
You need to get the victory now at home, Crawley next.
When I was waiting for this question, I mean, listen, that's another thing I said, you know, the attention's now turned to that. Maybe we might stay away in an hotel and then travel in a couple of hours. but I'm sure, listen, we're going to be looking at what we've done over the last few games at home. But hopefully next week you'll see me smiling like I am today at this time.